once everybody get vaccinated, it will be better not only for Jamaica but for the entire world.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Analysis. I'm your host, Annalisa Gale, a curious journalist here in Washington, D.C. This month's podcast is a little untraditional. I'm actually sharing details on what it's like to travel to Jamaica with COVID restrictions. For me, Jamaica is home. I was born in Mandeville, Jamaica, and mostly raised in St. Elizabeth. Big up St. Bess. Despite the fact that vaccines are available in Jamaica, it's not 100% open. In fact, the Prime Minister just announced 7 days of lockdown in an effort to reduce the number of cases on the island. He's calling them no movement days. They will take place on certain days between August 22nd and September 5th. According to an August 20th report from the Jamaica Gleaner, the island's per capita full vaccination rate is at around 5%, lagging behind all countries in the English-speaking Caribbean. Before getting to Jamaica for my recent trip, I had to fill out a form through the Ministry of Wellness to receive what's known as a travel authorization form. I also had to take a COVID test 3 days before my arrival, and I also took one 3 days before my departure. Those documents were to be provided to the airline, which we had to print out. Now, on the resort we stayed in, masks were required indoors unless seated for dinner, and weddings were limited to a certain number of guests. Now, on my way from the Montego Bay Airport to Negril, I talked to a bus driver who had this to say about his thoughts on the pandemic. Keep in mind, this is a Jamaican bus driver, and these are his opinions, not typically backed by doctors and health professionals. But it gives you a sense of how some Jamaicans are coping.
So if we're talking about saving lives, obesity kill more people this year,
amen,
than COVID. So if we are really getting excited about saving lives, what happened to 4.1 million? What happened to the 41 million people that died from non-communicable disease?
Amen.
So you know, the over-inflating of the, you know, the commercializing of the COVID thing, I can't see through it. If the objective is to save lives, then they'll fall very short. And you can check it. The information is there. I am not saying that COVID is not real. I have seen persons who recover from COVID. I've known persons who died from COVID. And I have persons who still have COVID. But what I'm saying, there needs to be other effort to prevent death, if it's that we're trying to prevent. COVID right now rank maybe 10th on the list. Heart disease, mosquito-borne disease,
high blood pressure.
A whole list of them come before COVID. They kill far more persons than COVID. Diabetes. So I just can't see it.
Again, those are his opinions. I also talked to a worker at the Wyas Falls Estate, where there was a river there. It was one of the excursions that we were allowed to do through the Resilient Corridor, which is set up by Visit Jamaica, through Nexus, which is a transportation service which is approved by the resort. So we hopped on a bus with other tourists that were all masked, and we headed there. This is what she had to say.
Once everybody get vaccinated, it will be better not only for Jamaica but for the entire world. Because we need to get back to some top. We need to get back. The children need to go to school. We need to go back to work and all of that. You understand? So I'd advise anybody to just go and take the vaccine, because I did take mine and it was okay.
What do you think about the lockdown?
Oh my, we're suffering, stopping from work, stopping from school. Everything is at a stop here, not only in Jamaica, but in the entire world. So we need to get back, man. We need to get back.
With the shutdown, how will that affect you? Will you be able to come to work?
No, because there would be having no movements day for 7 days in Jamaica. So we won't be able to come to work until those days are passed.
And how is that going to impact you?
Bad. No work, no money.
Again, that was her opinion. The hardest part for me as someone who is from Jamaica and accustomed to moving around to different parishes, it's the restrictions on travel on the island. I desperately wanted to visit my family in St. Elizabeth, but it was too risky. Jamaica established a thing known as a resilient corridor, aka certain areas where tourists are allowed to travel, and it's made very clear when you sign up for the travel authorization form. You can read more about it right now on my website, annalisagale.com/blog. It was also hard for me to watch as workers struggled to keep up with the tourism demand. Due to COVID, resort workers told me they were short-staffed, so I tried to be as considerate as possible by limiting my requests where I could. My sympathies are with them as they try to continue putting food on their families' tables during this unprecedented time. Essential workers have a tough job. Overall, I had a great time with friends. And if you don't mind adhering to the current rules in place, it's always a great time to visit Jamaica. Thanks for listening to this month's episode. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me through my website, annalisagale.com.